Writing the Beeline. I remember the small yield of Marcus's, cases and cases of the same men we picked those ripe winters in front of the barbershop, the mall, the internet, anywhere they were particularly vulnerable. Back when we were virgins, drunk off Carlo Rossi's sangria, as we'd say. I'll take a Marcus with that. We could mean a baby or a dog or some other sobering charm, like one Marcus who sold mixtapes out of an electric blue Honda Civic and ciphers out of a heart-shaped jacuzzi that never amounted to any gold, except a long line of tired baby mamas who never did like us after the baby shower, how we showed up for the men they loved, young and outlined in spandex, dangling silicone pacifiers stuffed in glitter pink tissue, how we could never be just one of the guys. Because we were down for whatever, they'd invite us to telly parties at the Super 8. So we'd go and never have sex. Because we knew, and they knew we knew, no good can come from motel lighting. Not a baby, not a dog, not even a Marcus.